Good news. Adjusting your form in prayer is pretty much as easy as adjusting a bike seat. You know, you just do it. And once it's in order, prayer becomes something amazing. And so I'm going to just walk you through basic examination of your prayer form, and I want you to think, is this me? You know, if you want to pray like Moses did, interceding for the people, like our Lord told us about this widow who kept coming back again and again, if you want to be able to pray like that very well for an extended period of time and see that God is working in your life, you got to do these things. First of all, have a good place for your prayer. Sometimes folks tell me, Father, I just can never get into that deep contemplation that I want to be in my prayer. It's like, all right, well, where do you pray? I always pray in my car on the way to work. Like, good thing you're not deeply contemplating while you're driving down the road 60 miles an hour. You're going to kill yourself and someone else. You know, we got to have a good place, free of distractions. You know, if you have, you know, your own home or even, you know, just an apartment, your room, do you have a place to pray? You know, do you have a television room and not a prayer room? You know, as a Christian, we should be scandalized by that. Like, you know, if we want to put a lot of effort into our entertainment, you know, okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Have TV all set up and speakers and comfy couches. But then why don't we do that for our prayer life? If you want prayer to be focused, make a place where your body itself recognizes this is a place for prayer. Holy things, you know, a crucifix at least. Have a good place, as free of distractions as you can. You know, if you're in a busy family, you know, and you're only going to be able to get things so quiet and free of distractions, but at least do something. Make that place. Also, the right time of day. In seminary, they had two holy hours every day. One was at 5:15 in the morning. The other was at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. I tried the 4 p.m. holy hour. I wanted that to be my time to pray, so I didn't want to wake up early. But 4 p.m., prime nap time. It was a holy nap every day that I tried that. You know, if I slept in, I was like, no problem, I got the 4 p.m. holy. Oh, man, it was useless. Some seminarians were able to do it. I still to this day don't know how. I would nap always. So you've got to find a time when you're actually awake. You know, if you're praying just, you know, always right before you go to bed and you seem to never be able to pray for more than 3 minutes, well, maybe pick a better time. Maybe actually get up early. You know, the Lord's worth it. Jesus always woke up early to go pray. And, you know, probably was trying to show us an example. Before the day gets busy, before we get worn down, you might be a little tired when you start in the morning, but that's when we're most fresh. Or whenever, just start where you can at a time of day when you're the most focused, the most awake.